News, I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has backed off one threat aimed at Mexico, but has issued a fresh one, again over illegal immigration to the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president says Mexico needs to help stop migrants from crossing the border. If it doesn't, that's fine.
We're going to tariff their cars coming into the United States.
Calling it a powerful incentive and a less drastic measure than his standing threat to shut the southern border altogether. He's also giving Mexico a one-year warning. Stop illegal drugs from flowing into the U.S., again under the threat of tariffs on vehicles.
You know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Mr. Trump travels to California's border with Mexico today to dramatize what he calls the need for a southern border wall. Meanwhile, the American Civil Liberties Union has begun legal action to block the president from using emergency funding for his long-promised wall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The civil rights group, on behalf of California communities along the border and the Sierra Club environmental group, says President Trump is overstepping his executive powers by diverting defense funding to Homeland Security for a border wall. The ACLU is asking a judge to block that. The request comes after legislative efforts to stop the emergency declaration ended with a presidential veto. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will also sue to block President Trump, as is a group of 16 states. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump, alongside Chinese Vice Premier Liu He in the Oval Office, said while progress has been made, there is still no new trade agreement between the world's two largest economies. Mr. Trump said a deal could come, in his words, in the next 4 weeks, maybe less, maybe more. Liu voiced hope for what he called a good result. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is asking for another Brexit extension until June 30th. Britain was originally scheduled to leave the European Union by March 29th, but the EU granted a short extension to give May's government more time to find a solution Parliament could support. That has yet to happen. AP correspondent Karen Shamus is in London.
May's request came in the form of a letter to European Council President Donald Tusk, in which she requested the deadline to be pushed to the 30th of June 2019, several weeks after European elections are held. The Europeans would prefer that Britain don't take part in the European Parliament elections from May the 23rd to 26th, if it is going to leave. May said in her letter that Britain is reluctantly ready to begin preparations for the European elections if no Brexit deal is reached in the interim. However, the Prime Minister is hoping that she will be able to find a compromise agreement before that time. Karen Shamas, London.
Boeing has admitted that a faulty sensor in its anti-stall system played a part in last month's Ethiopian plane crash with a loss of 157 lives. Company CEO Dennis Muilenburg apologized for that disaster, along with the October Lion Air crash in Indonesia that killed all 189 aboard. Both involve Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft.
We at Boeing are sorry for the lives lost in the recent 737 MAX accidents. These tragedies continue to weigh heavily on our hearts and minds, and we extend our sympathies to the loved ones of the passengers and crew on board Lion Air Flight 610 and Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302.
Ethiopian investigators have found that the anti-stall system in the Lion Air accident kept pushing the nose of the plane downward shortly after takeoff as the pilots struggled to take control. Ethiopia's transport minister said the pilots performed all the procedures provided by Boeing, but were unable to control the plane. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told NATO foreign ministers on Thursday the alliance must alter its approach to developing threats throughout the world. He included Russian aggression, uncontrolled migration, cyber attacks, threats to energy security, and Chinese strategic competition. The two-day gathering in Washington has been marred by differences over security and other issues. A disagreement with Turkey has intensified over its plans to buy a Russian air defense system, and the U.S. is renewing calls for the allies to increase their defense spending. Congress voted Thursday to end U.S. participation in the war in Yemen, giving President Trump a bipartisan rebuke of his Yemen policy. The House passed the resolution 247 to 175, with 16 Republicans joining the Democratic majority. This marks the first time that Congress has invoked the 1973 War Powers Act, which says a U.S. chief executive cannot involve American forces in a foreign conflict without the consent of Congress. Gene Randall, VOA News.